one of the things that Joaquin Hogue of the Sahara Forest Project Foundation says is that we really can't look at climate change as an isolated challenge. Climate change is connected to water and food production. So we need to progress those issues together with tackling climate change. Response to that was, well, let's take what we have enough of to produce what we need more of. And think about what we're saying, what a lot of people have been saying about how unfortunate it is that so much perfectly good food is thrown away every day, literally thrown away every day. Hats off to the organizations who have food to provide for deciding that rather than continue to throw perfectly good food away, you would partner with those who can get that food to the poor. I was talking about Jordan's greenhouse, and of course, one of the resources that Jordan needs much more of is water. Remember now, climate change, water, food production, all connected. And as it turns out, Jordan is the second most water-poor nation in the world. It has less than 150 cubic meters of water per person per year. Less than 150 cubic meters of water per person per year. To give you an idea of how extreme that is, the U.S. of A. has more than 9,000 cubic meters of water per person per year. The U.S. with more than 9,000, Jordan with less than 150. Part of the problem is that the country is three quarters desert, 75% desert. Another problem is agriculture. Farming uses up half of Jordan's water supply, but contributes only 3% to the country's gross domestic product. Now, this is what Jordan does have, though. Sunshine, blue skies. Please go away. No, 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 stay. We need you, and they sure enough need you, sunshine, blue skies. Jordan has sunshine and plenty of it. On average, Jordan gets about 330 days of sun per year for an hourly average of between 5 and 7 kilowatts of energy per square meter. 330 days of sun each year. You can see that as a curse. You can see it as a blessing, right? That's enough to power 100 traditional light bulbs, 10 washing machines, or perhaps most relevant for Jordan, one air conditioner. It's one reason why the U.S. government's International Trade Administration calls renewable energy one of Jordan's best prospect industries. Jordan also has seawater. Well, kind of. Though mostly landlocked, with its access to the Mediterranean separated by Israel and Lebanon, 26 kilometers of the country borders the Red Sea. That's not much coastline, but with the approach being taken by the Sahara Forest Project, that may be all it needs. The project's concept is elegant in its simplicity. Jordan solar energy desalinates or removes the salt from the seawater. The desalinated water grows the crops, and the runoff cools the greenhouse. And the crops help plow carbon from the atmosphere back into the soil. Three tentpole challenges tackled at once. Now stay with me, because we're going to hear some pros and cons about all of this. We're going to see how excited some experts are, how unexcited other experts are about this prospect. Along with being a sustainable use of resources, the project could bring another benefit. Once scaled up and commercialized, and especially if its methods are adopted by other farms in the country, it could give Jordan another list of valuable exports. Currently, the country imports 98% of its food. So that means Jordan is dependent right now on food imports, according to Wabiz Kandati, who works across the region but is not involved with the Sahara Project. Water is really the shortage. So if you can't depend on the rain but have a reliable water supply with this desalinated water, then if you have adequate funding and master the techniques, you can go produce food and even become an exporter of food. Now, here's a disclaimer. Arriving at that point, achieving that will be complicated. The project is only a year old, having launched in September 2017. The greenhouse, as well as its surroundings, remember we had that greenhouse with those food products in it? Some of them with the leaves as big as plates. Well, its surroundings, where Jowd is experimenting with other plants, currently adds up to an area of about 4 football fields in size. And that's just the pilot stage. The total land that they own is roughly 494 acres. Once they've proven that the concept works, provided they do prove that the concept works, the idea is to scale up to 24 acres by 2020, then to 49 acres. All right. We're going to be talking some more about the brain, the mighty, mighty brain, that awesome brain our Creator made, in just a few.